It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is in the fine country of Switzerland, I believe in Zurich. We will see, because she's going to tell us. Hi, Mirella.
Hi, Jill. Yes, hello. Yes, from Switzerland, about England, one more time.
No.
Excuse me?
No, not one more time. I think it will be five more times between now and how many more Tuesdays?
And the 31st of October. Yes, right. There are many things happening in Europe, but obviously the Brexit is now at a final stage of happening or not happening, and that keeps Europe very busy. A phone call this week between Chancellor Merkel and Prime Minister Boris Johnson took a little bit away the hope that an agreement is still possible. As a matter of fact, Chancellor Merkel said that an agreement under Johnson's new proposal is very unlikely. Essentially impossible. So it's difficult to know really the content of such a conversation, but because this is what comes out. But obviously, they have been also talking more privately. Leaving Northern Ireland basically in the Union is the key problem of this Brexit, and is no option for Prime Minister Johnson. Donald Tusk from the European Union tweeted something that I thought was interesting in many ways. He tweeted, "What's at stake is not winning some stupid blame game. At stake is the future of Europe and the UK, as well as the security and interest of our people. You don't want a deal, you don't want an extension, you don't want to revoke, quo vadis," in Latin. So it's interesting on the different levels, because the first question, of course, is to know why things are more and more discussed on Twitter. I tend to find that it's a weird way of communicating. The other problem is the fact that there is then an entire discussion and an entire fire around one Twitter that that is maybe counterproductive to really the work of the European Union and the UK together, as I feel that in such a difficult situation, it is more about keeping a certain diplomacy and being able to actually search for a solution together, instead of constantly bring some more mistrust in the entire process.
And I would just like to interject and say that is very the whole Twitter aspect is. All I can think of is it is perhaps a distraction meant to attach, you know, because there are some journalists in quotes who use that as their news source.
Yeah.
And it's meant to distract, because, as you know, I read many things, and as you do, and subscribe to various newsletters, etc. And one specific one, and this is, you know, we're recording this at a specific time. And yes, this tweet has this Twitter has, whatever you want to call it, has appeared, and there's a great deal of things being written around it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are different meetings to negotiate that have not been canceled that are still 3 hours from now. And if you look really carefully at the words that are being used, what is being said is that the original, that there were issues with the original proposal that was delivered last week.
Yes.
Not that we've, you know, that there, that, that, and who knows, but this is what I think news should be. Tell me that they're either, tell me they're not making progress really, or they are making progress really, because we know they're talking, or tell me they're talking.
Yeah, that's the problem. One is absolutely not able anymore to really know what's happening. It's like a complete distressing situation. On the same day, one will hear that Prime Minister Johnson will ask for an extension after all. It's relayed on all the papers. And then the same day or the day after, Prime Minister Johnson repeats that the UKs are going to leave the EU on the 31st of October with or without a deal. So basically, very major points are changing by the hour and are sometimes, it seems like, very far from what's really happening. And yes, the situation is very, very complicated, very complex, but discussions are still going on, and one would assume that some people are still trying to work on a deal that would be satisfactory for everybody.
And I once again would say that, you know, if you have even one working brain cell left, one must remember that deals are never, if you are negotiating publicly, you should wait until you get much closer to the deadline. And, you know, this is still as urgent as it all is.
Yes, this atmosphere of constant panic is completely counterproductive and also extremely stressful for people who are actually living in England or have some business with England. It seems that every time one reads something more, it's even worse, it's even more complicated, and maybe there is in that process something that is forgotten, and it's just to wait for facts, to wait for whatever is serious, and then draw a conclusion out of that, and not jump on every single rumors that is put out there with Twitter or other communication tools. One of the main problems still remains the backstop. Johnson doesn't want a physical border on the island of Ireland. He would like to have another solution, which would be no physical infrastructure at the Irish border, and declarations of imports, exports, mainly done electronically. If any random check, then eventually at some designated location in Ireland or Northern Ireland. And this is a very, very innovative solution. One likes it or doesn't like it, or see they are, of course, a reason why it's not perfect at this stage. There is at the moment no other example actually of a purely electronic border solution between the European Union and other non-European Union. So checks are nowhere completely eliminated. So this is quite a innovative proposal, as I said, and one that is not probably still very well thought through. And the European Union certainly doesn't want to hear a lesson on how to have an entire new system at borders, more electronic. While On the other hand, you know, considering the direction of the world today, the artificial intelligence progress and all the innovative way of solving certain problems, one would assume that at one point this would happen. Maybe it's too early for the Brexit, it's too early for this situation, maybe it doesn't fit at all this situation, but to actually have a border that is electronically dealt with is not a complete alien idea. For the moment, this doesn't please at all the European Union, that much we got. But for Johnson, it's a way to keep to respect the principle of consent and ask with a solution that would be more electronic, ask Northern Ireland about every 4 years if this deal is still one that wants to be kept. So many people might find this solution completely stupid. I personally I do not know enough of it to have any opinion on it. But there is one thing for sure: work is being done to find a solution. Now, is that going to be fast enough for the 31st of October? That is very difficult to say. And what is even more difficult to say is if the Prime Minister is going to ask for an extension or not. But the fact is that the UK right now is in a very stressful situation, and honestly, one can understand.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostova, over there.
My pleasure.